Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees.
Usually in a loop, I'll walk 3 or 4 miles. miles and then turn around and come back. And I've covered the whole trail up into the wonderful little town of Homer.
Oh, interesting. I didn't catch where you said where you follow it, you know, what little town you follow it into. But, yeah, that's kind of a nice area down there, out around Hillsdale and that.
I just got barely into Homer, and someone was telling me that there are Amish down there, and most of the trail is on country roads, and I was looking, and I said, those are definitely horse cart tracks. And I walked back about halfway, and I looked, and here's a wagon pulled by a horse coming at me, and I stopped. And there was a couple there with half a dozen mattresses on their wagon. I don't know what they were doing, but I talked to them. And they said, oh, yeah, we have a stall. You're from Ann Arbor. We have a stall at Farmer's Market. So I needed some provisions, and I stopped there on the way home and talked to the horse driver's brother.
Oh, that's very cool. Homer. You know, it's been a while since I've been there, but yeah, there's...
Good morning. Zero.
I mean, there's more
nine,
than one Homer township in
Michigan. Hours. 7:47.
Figured that out. I was talking about Homer Township with one of my fellow PMs who has another project, and we realized that we were talking about two totally different places that are they're the same thing. Another one up in... up in Midland County, just east of Midland. I would just think that you would run into somebody like that and chance meeting.
That's pretty cool. I was out there early in the week and. The colors were just peaked, but it was raining, and the road I was on was pretty narrow. A truck had gone by and left a narrow, empty space down the middle of the road, and I took a movie of just looking at the trees down this road with leaves falling down. Birds in the background, the rain falling, and I put it on the North Country Trail Facebook page, and it's gotten like 100 likes. So it looked really great visually. It wasn't all that fun in terms of creature comfort.
But that's a nice video to see. The leaves and stuff up north, they pretty much peaked when we were up there like week before last. Which I kind of missed. Well, I guess it was kind of did hit the peak there. You know, we spent some time up there, and I had a meeting in Traverse City. That was the beginning of last week. No, that was the beginning of the week before. I've done a lot of traveling lately, so it kind of blurs together. But the place was looking beautiful in Akiak. I went to Traverse City, wound up coming back 3 days later. So I left Monday afternoon, did my Tuesday morning meeting, went to Mount Pleasant, and. Had our 56, site inspections at three sites, so I was in the Mount Pleasant area for a couple of days. Made it back Thursday afternoon, and it was like throwing a switch. I left, and there was all these beautiful leaves and colors, and I come back, and there's just a carpet of leaves. Probably 80% of the leaves fell while I was out away, but the, you know, the missus got to witness that. AKW2PT.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. We were on a cruise 2 weeks ago in Ontario, and we signed up for it, paid our money, and then looked at lead predictions, and we thought, oh my God, the leads are going to be all gone by the time we get up there, but it was okay. It was not quite peak, and this company has three cruises that they do. 1,000 Islands, the Lido Canal, and the Trent Severn Waterway, which goes from eastern Lake Ontario up to Georgian Bay, cuts across southern Ontario. And that's the trip we did. They call it the Fall Color Cruise. Color, C-O-L-O-U-R, color. It's done repositioning cruise for the port that puts it by their winter dry dock. And it was nice. It was a small boat, 40 passengers, crew of 13. Home-style meals. If you don't like what Mom cooked tonight, well, too bad. But and it was definitely a geezer cruise.
Yes. Well, yeah. You that's it. You got on the Thursday morning Zoom with while you're on the cruise there. I forgot about that. That sounds like that would be a neat trip to take on the Great Lakes there too. At least in the in our area up north there, yeah. You know, the leaves came down really quick because, you know, it was kind of at that transition point, but, you know, we had some really high winds. It rained a bit, and, you know, the winds were really whipping, so, you know, that hastened the process. But, you know, we got our places closed up for the winter now up there. I feel like we closed it up perhaps a little early this season, but, you know, we've got other stuff going on, and by the time we would have time to go back up there, it'll probably be late this month or early December. And didn't want to figuring out how to winterize it the first time without having a little bit of a time cushion for that. We winterized the motorhome yesterday. Oh, I was going to mention, too, you sound like you're off frequency, Ralph. I don't know whether it's the repeater or your 5K off, because, on your voice peaks, you know, it's got that real raspy off frequency. I was going to try my other radio here and see how I sounded, but I forgot. I'm coming in over the all-star side. AARKW2PT.
You sound just fine. I've got power because I'm sitting in my garage with the engine turned off. And if I do it, and when the engine's running, there's a ticking noise on my signal, which I got to find a different power source to try and remedy that. And I put some lights on the power leads, and that didn't do it. So, is this any better on low power? W2PUT-AAAK.
No, but the ticking noise is gone. I did notice that. Because the local mic on my Link radio downstairs here. Since I could link the 4.1 to this over a remote base.
There it is. Yeah, I could hear that raspiness.
Well, maybe the channel element on the repeater needs a little bit of a tweak.
Onto.
Yeah, I can hear that raspiness around the edge. It's sometimes tough to back monitor yourself, but
But yeah, that,
no, it doesn't sound as bad from what I, calibrated here can tell as I backed off a little bit. So, I wouldn't worry about it. I would say that it is not a you problem, it is a repeater problem.
This is your 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango.
You sounded much better when you were direct than coming in on the link, that's for sure. Gus, you're not all strong. Indicate.
Maybe I will be able to make it. I'm actually using my iPod directional for my test. So I definitely want to get out of bed and use it a little bit and try using my iPod test. That's for the people who are whiskey and actual whiskey testing.
Okay, I did not get any of that, Gus, except your call sign. Thanks for the signal report, and that's what I got. And Dan, I'm gonna run inside and try and make headway on some projects for the next few hours. around 1 o'clock, I gotta start thinking about a concert at Dexter High School at 3. Thanks for the shout. Catch you later. 7-3. WTAARK listening out.
Okay, Ralph. We'll let you get going there. Good chatting with you this morning. I'm going to run a couple of tests here with the frequency counter. Because the other station that was there, while he was extremely noisy, it didn't have that off-frequency sound to it, so I'm going to double-check my own equipment here, too. I'm back on the on the All-Star side, coming in from the UHF test repeater here in my one. A8RK, W2P, UT.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 53 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 56 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. 54 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo, QSD, QSD, QSD. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the W8UM repeater and Echolink. This is the directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. I'm trying to operate the net tonight from Echolink to see if we have any more success. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams and aliens are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Okay, do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations, please call now.
KE8. PWV, Mike.
Okay, I have KE8PWV. Mike, welcome to the net. Do I have any other Echolink stations? Please call now. Nothing heard, so let's try for any and all stations. Any and all stations. Please call Net Control, Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo now.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Pedestrian Mobile.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Romeo Echo.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra John.
Okay, I have November 8 Sierra Bravo Echo Pedestrian Mobile. I have WS8U Matt, a station doubled with him. I have a station whose last three letters are A-R-E, and I'll get back to you. And I have KD8OIS. So could I have the station that doubled with Matt, WS8U, please?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
Got it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo. Do I have any other station wishing to check in? Please call Net Control now.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar. KEBZJ.
I have Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, and Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet. Any other stations? Final call.
Whiskey 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo, Charlie.
Okay, I had a Whiskey 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango, and I had another station just after that. Could you please repeat, please?
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo, Charlie.
All right, I got you, Stuart. Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo Charlie. Very good. I guess there's 9 stations checked in. Let's go ahead and run the net. Again, I'm running from Echo Link tonight, and we'll see how this works for net control. First up is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor. Mike, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty well. Thanks, Pat. Hadn't heard your voice in a while. Good to hear you on the net. I was hoping Larry would check in also from Echo Link down in Houston. Hopefully he's doing well as well. Last week I missed the net as well. I was wrapping up and recovering from the CQ Worldwide DX single sideband. Got together with Kevin, W8VOS, and we got 22 hours of fun in, and I think we got, we'll see what CQ has to say on our points, but we had pretty good luck with a, he had a vertical and a, the DX Commander and one other, a Mosley beam, and I had a delta loop that I fed with a, an SGC-230 antenna tuner. Wow, I'm just impressed with how well that both the delta and the antenna tuner worked. And then today I was working on other antennas at home. Could go on, but I think I've taken enough time. Thank you, Pat, for running the net. KE8PWV, back to you.
Okay, Mike, good to hear from you. Actually, the net was pretty short last week because of problems with the repeater and dropouts, so we'll see if they have any more luck this week. Anyway, thanks for everything you had to say tonight, and congratulations on your contesting. Next up is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Pedestrian Mobile. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is NAWBE, Dave, and we're out here standing in the field, of course. We just finished watching the Detroit Lions essentially clobber the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field in pouring rain. they're now listed as the best team in the NFC. If you ever thought that you'd ever hear anybody say that about the Detroit Lions. So back in that NAWBE.
Yeah, I watched almost to the end of the game. It was pretty impressive that Detroit really is singing to this year, and I hope all the best for the rest of the season. Next up is WS8U Matt, followed by KF8ARE. Matt, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, and thanks for ringing that. As I think about it more, I wonder if the recording has something to do with why the computer is having issues. I wonder if it just can't keep up, because it seems like it usually starts when there's someone that's either not making the repeater very well or it's very noisy, where it's going to be something that's going to be a lot more bandwidth to record, at least with normal, like voice codes. Anyhow, that's all I really have to say. Thank you, back then.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a very interesting theory. I don't know how to test it, but that is a very interesting theory. We don't seem to be having the problems this this Sunday night, but the temperature is lower, and if that has anything to do with it, and I'm running on Echo Link and not using the receiver very often. So anyway, we shall see. Next up is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo, followed by KD8OIS. ARE, the frequencies are yours.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for hosting the net. And this is KFA ARE. I'm fairly new to this and just trying to keep getting my feet wet on nets and different antennas and just experimenting every day, and glad to be here. So back to you, Net.
Okay, Jonathan, well, if I have your name right, you're doing real fine, and please bear with us as we work through repeater issues, but you're welcome here every Sunday night, and you're doing great. So anyway, thanks for joining us. Next up is KD8OIS, followed by AC8TO. John, everything's yours.
Thanks, Pat. KD8OIS, the only thing to report. The students have been pretty active up in the shack the last two or three weeks. The school club roundup, the CQWW, and a collegiate contest and antenna building. So I think they logged over 300 contacts in the past 2 weeks during these contests. So the shack is getting a lot of use. Back to you, Pat. Thanks for taking that, KB8OIS.
Well, thank you, John, for taking care of the shack. And it's great that the shack is being used so heavily. I guess the roofing got finished. I was gone for that time. But Don, who's up next, can give us a report on that. And Don will be followed by KE8BZJ. Don, it's all yours.
Thanks, Pat. ACETO Don. Well, I guess the roofing just quietly went out with more of a fizzle than a bang. I didn't really get a formal notice, but they've packed up. The roofers are gone. Now there's window washers coming through, which, of course, doesn't affect the shack because it has no windows, but the other offices are getting washed. I just want to echo what John said about it. It's exciting. I work just down the hall from the shack, and I've been there a couple of evenings and seen students in there. There's also a young fellow, one of our more recently licensed student members, whose name I'm embarrassed I can't remember, but he comes down and often gets on the air a little bit during the daytime. So it's really nice to see the students taking advantage of this. So the student organization ought to be. So that's been exciting to me, and I'll hand it on back, ACATO.
Yeah, well, that's great. So they're going to redo the roof on Angel Hall next summer, and we're going to lose access to the observatory for something like 3 months. So that's no fun either. I mean, they're not working at night, but we can't get up there at night, so what a bummer. Anyway, thanks for all your efforts on keeping the shack and checking in on it. Sounds really good news. Next up is KE8BZJ, Mo, followed by Alpha Whiskey Tango. Mo, everything's yours.
Thank you much, Pat. This is KE8BZJ. Forgot that this radio has two VFOs on it, and I had to make sure I was transmitting on the right one, but I hope everybody can hear me, and hope everybody has a great start to the week. Back to Matt.
Well, you're on the right VFO, so we certainly could hear you, and we hope you have a great week, too. Next up is W8AWT, followed by W8SRC. Augustine, the frequencies are yours.
Good evening, everybody. This is Whiskey8Alpha Whiskey Tango. I'll keep it pretty short tonight, just getting over a little bit of a sickness here. I had fever and other not so great stuff the last couple days. Now I've only got a lot of congestion. So I think I'm on the downward slide. I'm on the other end of the sickness. But not much radio for me. But wanted to say hey to everybody. This is Whiskey8Alpha Whiskey Tango. Back to that.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in, Augustine, and glad to hear you're getting well, and perhaps lots of radio activity in your near future. Final on the first round through is W8SRC. Stuart, the frequencies are yours.
Good evening, Pat, and everyone else. Tim, a related dream of mine is about to come true, hopefully tomorrow. I will be streaming my repeater to the world through Blackcastify, and I'm really excited about that. Since I've been using Blackcastify for about 15 years now, listening to different ham radio repeaters all over the country, and I thought it would be a pretty cool thing to stream my repeater there, so I'm really excited about that. I just need to get a PC from a tech support person, and I should be good to go, so I'm looking forward to it if, hopefully, no issues will be happening, but other than that, the only thing I can think of as far as dropouts for the repeater is that I think this setup is software-based, so that's the only thing I can think of as far as maybe some kind of internet connection or something, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So, other than that, not a whole lot else, so I'll turn it back to you, Pat, WFRC.
Okay, thank you very much, Stuart. WA4DSR net control, back now on RF, just to see how my signal does. But the echolink signals are a bit hot, I mean, on the receive end, so we may need to adjust something there, but you're fine on RF. Anyway, well, good luck with the streaming. That sounds really interesting. I haven't heard anybody streaming a repeater before, so please give us a report next week how it goes. With that, we've been through the entire list first, one time. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control, WA4DSR now.
Somebody at the E recheck.
Okay, WSAU, Matt, frequency to yours.
Thanks. I knew I was forgetting the first time around. Also, it looks like the U of M Club is playing a Foxhunt next Saturday at 4 p.m. and starting at 1300 East, and I think we will be outside from there. So I wanted to make sure that I got announced on that, too. Anyhow, so we'll take you back to that.
Okay, Matt, thanks for that update on the Foxhunt, and hope all goes well there. And people have good weather. Anyway, with that, I'll issue one final call for new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks, please call Net Control now. Okay, with that, I'll close it down. We had a total of 9 check-ins plus myself for a total of 10 stations, almost 19 minutes of activity, so not bad for a lazy autumn day. Anyway, good luck to everyone. Have a great week, and we look forward to talking to all of you, and even more, same time, same frequency, next Sunday. WA4DSR clear.
W8SAU, KE8PWV.
Someone call me, WSAU.
Yeah, Matt, it's my K8PWV. It blocked out. There was a fox hunt I heard, but I didn't get when, where, what, other than a fox hunt. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, let me switch to U of M. So everybody's got the U of M list down here to make sure I got it right. It's, let's see, Saturday, November 9th, which is next Saturday, at 4 p.m., and they're starting in 1303 East. So it looks like there's an RSVP link in the email, too, if you're on the U of M list.
Okay, I'll dig in and get that. I haven't been checking emails in a little while. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good evening. KPWB, I'll cue a slide shortly to DRU.
KEPWV, this is WSAU. I'm QSY to the 515 as well. 73,
Matt. KEPWV.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.